So, Shawnee, we've got Fat Tuesday coming up this week.
Yes, we do.
Start, you know, Mardi Gras going on strong in New Orleans right now. Punchki Day is, you know, what we call it here in Chicago. We wanted to spend a little bit of time doing that since we're not going to have a food show today because of the Blackhawks game coming up. And we've got Chris Vyer on the phone, who's associate editor, timeoutchicago.com. Chris, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Dean. Good morning.
So we thought we would, you know, Fat Tuesday is a big celebration day here in Chicago. So we thought we would tap into the resources of Time Out Chicago for five great ways to celebrate Fat Tuesday in Chicago. What do you have for us?
Well, I've got five great picks. I wanted to start off, I thought, with a little debauchery for a good cause. That's Beads for Hope, which is a party Tuesday night at the Newberry Library, featuring you know, New Orleans style entertainment, great drinks, music, and it's a benefit for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Oh, very nice. But the beads, yeah. We associate the beads with a certain act in on the streets of New Orleans. I would hope they're not doing that at the Newberry Library for St. Jude's.
Well, yeah. Yeah, not a children appropriate.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But yeah, it's a little bit pricey, maybe $75. But you know, it is for you know, just direct for the benefit of children's cancer research, and you know, features great food and open bar. I think it's actually a good deal.
Can't beat that big New Orleans style party going on at the Newberry Library. I bet that'd be a lot of fun, and especially if it helps St. Jude's, because that's one of the greatest places in the world. What is number four?
Well, this one's a little bit of a cheat, actually, because it's not Tuesday night. It's next Saturday, but it's a great Mardi Gras bar crawl put together by Players Sport and Social Club, and it's at Navy Pier. So the hook here is that you can do an entire bar crawl up and down, you know, eight participating bars, including, you know, Harry Carey's and the Billy Goat, without ever setting foot outside.
A bar crawl at Navy Pier, so you don't have to go outside at all.
It's all indoors, yeah. And looking out the window this morning, this sounds like a great idea.
That is a fantastic idea for a day like this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that takes place from 2 to 8 on Saturday. That's why you can't do it on Tuesday unless you take the whole day off.
Okay, great. Yeah, because, you know, like Tuesday is a difficult day to, you know, have a big blowout party day anyway. So really, the weekend is a much better day for this.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cheat. I mean, if you're really you know, celebrating Lent, then you're kind of violating the rules pretty early there. But
right, I have to think that many of those people are not following the religious intent of the occasion anyway.
I'm gonna guess that you're onto something there. Yeah,
right. Yeah. All right. So number three.
Number three is the Sauced Night Market. It's a roving monthly market that features great food and drink vendors like Bang Bang Pie Shop or you know, Westtown Bakery, Koval Distillery. It's happening Tuesday night at the Emporium Arcade Bar in Logan Square. They've got a Mardi Gras themed edition with all kinds of tasty treats, great beer, DJs, and a live brass band. So you can check out great local vendors, you know, pick up some Mardi Gras themed treats and enjoy a good night. It's free admission too.
Oh, that's always nice. Okay, so that's going on Tuesday. And then at number two.
Number two, I've got a couple of food and drink specials just around town. The Barrel House Flat in Lincoln Park, a great cocktail spot. And they are offering up a special menu of classic New Orleans style cocktails on Tuesday. So you got, you know, Pimm's cups, Sazeracs, absinthe frappes, and they're going to have big band music all night long there as well.
All right. And finally, your number one of the five things to do for Fat Tuesday in Chicago.
This is a big food indulgence, so it's a favorite of mine. But the Southern Restaurant, Wicker Park, is doing a $15 all-you-can-eat crawfish boil from 6 o'clock to closing time. And they're going to have a tap takeover by Abita, the Louisiana brewery that makes beers like Purple Haze and Turbo Dog. So real you know, New Orleans style crawfish indulgence there.
Wow, that is fantastic. It's an all-you-can-eat crawfish?
All-you-can-eat all night long, yeah. $15.
You cannot beat that. Tell me where that is again.
That's at The Southern in Wicker Park. It's on North Avenue and...
People can look it up. That's okay.
Yeah,
it's called The Southern. It's in Wicker Park and
North Avenue and Walcott. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. A great idea for you know, you want to do something special for Fat Tuesdays coming up, because honestly, you can go just about anywhere to get the King's Cake and, you know, hurricanes, and, you know, everybody's doing that. But these are you know, five great and varied picks from Chris Vire. From Time Out Chicago. You want to get more information, I imagine timeoutchicago.com is a good place for that?
Yeah, timeout.com/Chicago.
Very good. Good to talk to you, Chris. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dean.
And coming up in a minute, where to go for the best punchkis in Chicago. Tuesday, also Punchki Day. We'll tip you in on that local treat. Coming up next on WGN. So we know Mardi Gras going on. We know Fat Tuesday coming up. Huge celebration. And that is also known as Punchki Day here in Chicago. The delightful pastry that will be found at better places all over the Chicago area. And one of my favorite places for punchkis is the Great Roser's Bakery at North Avenue in Kedzie, 3216 West North Avenue. How many years now, John Roser, have you guys been baking up a storm over there? John, are you? Oh, wait, one second here. Now we can hear you, John. How many years?
104 years, Dean.
Holy smokes. So that
good
is
morning.
Truly great Chicago institution. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. For people that don't know, you know, describe what the punchki is.
Well, a punchki is in American terms would be a jelly donut. Germans called them Berliners. It's basically a Bismarck. And it, you know, so it's a yeast raised dough, like a glazed donut, but with no hole in it. And it's usually filled with some kind of filling, you know, that has evolved. Of course, we, you know, we Americanize everything here. And you know, originally Fat Tuesday in Poland was celebrated on Thursday, Shrove Thursday. And they were much simpler as far as the fillings go, maybe rose hips and maybe a custard, and that's it. And, of course, now, you know, given the world of foodies and everything, we fill them with everything we can.
Everything is in there right now. And you guys must be going crazy, I'll bet, with your punchki preparation over at Roser's, right?
Oh, yeah, it's quite the task, actually, you know, because everybody wants them to go to work, and, you know, it's hard to get everybody waited on, but you do the best you can and have everything ready to go.
One of my favorite things about John, who, by the way, is one of the greatest guys in the world, Roser's, I think, you want to talk about top bakeries in Chicago, for my money, the greatest. But John, you know, just because he is so into this profession, he's like, where are your favorite places, John, to, you know, get punchkis around the Chicago area?
Well, outside of here at Roser's, you can start up in Libertyville and go to Love and Oven. You can go to Evanston and go to Benison's. You can go all the way out to Harvard and go to Swiss Made. You can go to Elk Grove, go to Jerash, Reuters at Grand and Harlem. If you live down way on the south side, go to Fleckenstein's in Mokina or Calumet Bakery in Lansing. And you can, go to Weber's at Archer and Harlem. They're an old school favorite. You know, there's just a plethora of great bakeries in Chicago. And, you know, any of them you can go to. But I just really hope that people go out and go to their local retail bakery. That's the place to go.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where you get the greatest. And we have to get to a hockey game, so we don't have too much time to talk here. But I just want to let everybody know, I think Roser's is the best. Your cakes, all your bakery items, absolutely phenomenal. Roserscakes.com for more info. Roser's Bakeries at 3216 West North Avenue. John, have a great day today, and happy Punchki Day to you.
Well, you too, Dean, and thanks for calling. We think WGN and the Dean Richards show is the best, too.
Well, we have a mutual admiration society
there. There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. Thanks, John.
All right, hope to see everybody on Tuesday for Punchki Day.